Welcome back, listeners, to Season 2, Episode 18 of Scallywag Show Tunes.
We are Arthur and Charlie Chimbley, Esquire, at your service. Arthur, I have reason to believe we are continuing on with the train theme.
We are indeed, Charlie, but before we begin, we need to discuss where them trains came from, vis-a-vis who built them train tracks.
Well, I presume it weren't the Fat Controller, were it?
No.
Well then, who did build them train tracks?
Slaves did.
Oh, what, in England?
No, in America I'm talking about. And of course, who wrote the songs then about the trains?
The slaves.
Exactly.
Hence, we have a show for the listeners, right, Arthur?
Yes.
With songs by African Americans who were the slaves who built them train tracks, right?
Yeah, got it right. First time, Charlie. So what is our first song?
The Midnight Special by Lead Belly.
Who was a prisoner.
And a slave labourer on them train tracks.
Exactly. So that song is about the Midnight Special, which is a train shining a light on a prisoner, giving him hope that one day he'll be free.
I mean, hallelujah and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand,
yeah,
trains can actually take people away, can't they?
Yeah.
They can separate each other.
Well, yeah.
Like our poor old mother. Oh. She had to earn a crust for the family and was forced to leave us and take our train. Train. Far and away, and go into service for some bleeding Poshtoff family, right, Arthur?
Yeah.
Blimey, I mean, we were still in nappies.
Oh, yeah, it's true,
Charlie.
Do you
remember that?
I remember that time. It was a very lonesome time indeed. And, well, in this next song, that lonesome train took my baby away.
I mean, Ain't that a loathsome train, hey? Arthur? You can't go snatching people's babies off them.
Not that kind of baby. A grown-up female kind of baby.
Surely not. Not still in nappies, I hope.
Oh, no, Charlie, you're being obstreperous.
Boy.
Baby, baby, it's a term of endearment for your lady love.
Oh, my lady love? Oh, but apart from our dear old mother, of course. I ain't got no lady love, Arthur.
Not yours. Somebody's lady love. Anyway, this is Charlie McCoy singing about a train taking his lady love away.
That loathsome train.
No, lonesome.
Why is that train lonesome? Don't it have a caboose or something to snuggle up to?
No, it's because it's the train making him lonesome, not the train itself being lonesome, I think. Oh, anyway, maybe the train is actually a metaphor, though, for somebody, or maybe his lady abandoning him, or perhaps...
Enough of the chit-chat, Arthur. And take it away, Charlie McCoy. Oh, God, you do go on sometimes, Arthur.
Me go on?
Shh! Oh, shush! Shush! God.
It's like digging your own grave, innit? Working on them railroad tracks, being the bringer of your own fate and everything, you know?
Or making your own bed.
What?
You make your own bed and then you travel in it, right?
Well, no. If you make your own bed, surely you lie in it.
No, no, you travel in it.
What? Oh, you mean like sleepers? Is that what you're talking about?
No, I wouldn't lie on a sleeper if you paid me, Arthur. Mm-hmm. No, no. Something much more comfortable that you sleep in while it's moving.
Yes, exactly. Like a sleeper carriage.
Oh, not a long flat block of wood.
No. A carriage that you sleep in. But that said, I don't think the slaves would have had sleeper carriages on the train. They was probably crammed in like blooming sardines into, you know, third class.
Oh, I'd like a can of sardines before bedtime.
Charlie.
Would?
Well, they do have a lot of calcium, I suppose.
And zinc, I think.
Yeah, well, really.
But Arthur, in this next song, right, your baby might be taken away from you on the 219 train.
Yeah.
But then, on the 217 train, they might be brought back to you, right?
Oh, a likely story.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, we'll just have a listen. This one by Louis Armstrong with the 219 Blues.
All right, okay. Molly! Stop it. There'll be none of your woodwind shenanigans on air. I told you before.
Now, Alpha, I was just trying to wake you up because that was a very sleepy song on our sleeper carriage. Mm. Very appropriate, I must say.
Train whistle
but
blowing.
Now it's time to wake the listeners up.
Yeah. Ooh,
because, well, we are at the end of the tracks. Ain't we? And no fat controllers.
Or babies. Grown up or otherwise.
Or posh toffs.
Or slaves.
Or sardines.
We're armed in the making of this episode.
That's right, with the calcium.
Yeah. And oh, yeah, zinc. The zinc and
those
the
sardines were good, though.
Lead. And they got mercury.
Oh, no.
Oh, I think so, probably.
No, no, no. We're armed in the making of this episode of
Scallywag Show Tunes. We are Arthur.
And Charlie. Chimbley. Esquire.
At your service. And it's good night from him.
And it's good night from him.
Good
night.
Good night.
That's right.
Charlie, told you not on air, Charlie. Get that blooming
thing
away.
But we're not on air, Arthur, anymore.
What?
I can play whatever I like. Now, where's that kazoo?
Oh, no, not that blooming kazoo again. No, Charlie, don't play the kazoo. No.
Here it is.
Send me to how early grave you are.
It's broken.
No, Charlie, what you've got to do is you can't play it like that. You've got to vocalise as you blow into it.
Oh,
you're
like
doing
this,
all wrong.
Like
you can't just blow. Yeah, that's right. That's it. Oh, no, Charlie. Oh, why does that remind you how to play it? Oh, Charlie, stop it. Get your brain cells.
Get your hands off my neck, Arthur.